Biden releases 6.4K remain in Mexico migrants into U.S. with route to secure work permits. By John Binder on April 13, 2021. President Joe Biden's administration has released more than 6,400 migrants enrolled in the now-defunct Remain in Mexico program into the United States interior, offering them work permits to take American jobs, Breitbart News has learned. After taking office in January, Biden ended the Remain in Mexico program, which had proven remarkably effective in eliminating the catch-and-release policy whereby border crossers are apprehended and subsequently released into the U.S. interior while awaiting their asylum hearings. As of February, of the more than 71,000 asylum cases under Remain in Mexico, less than 1% of foreign nationals were found to have a legitimate asylum claim. Biden announced in February that his Department of Homeland Security, DHS, with the help of the United Nations, would start releasing about 25,600 migrants enrolled in the program into the U.S. interior. Breitbart News exclusively reported that the migrants are being released in Brownsville and El Paso, Texas, as well as San Diego, California. Internal data reviewed by Breitbart News reveals that as of April 10, the Biden administration had released more than 6,400 Remain in Mexico migrants into the U.S. interior. The release process, which includes parole, is allowing migrants to secure one-year work permits to take American jobs while they await their hearings. The data indicates that the Biden administration has been releasing about 125 Remain in Mexico migrants every day into the U.S. interior who can eventually obtain work permits. The majority of those released are from Cuba, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Breitbart News also exclusively reported the rate at which the Biden administration is releasing border crossers into the U.S. interior. Since January 23, DHS has released more than 42,000 border crossers into the U.S. interior, a population four times the size of Jackson Hole, Wyoming. A memo from Republican Study Committee, RSC, Chairman Jim Banks notes that the Biden administration's packing foreign nationals into the U.S. labor market via catch and release, as well as through sanctuary country orders that have gutted interior immigration enforcement, is helping to serve the interests of ultra-wealthy multinational corporations. New analysis projects that 1.2 million illegal aliens will arrive at the southern border by the end of the year, an illegal immigration surge not seen since the Great Recession. Tens of thousands will likely be released by the Biden administration into the U.S. interior. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.